I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. 2017 has been the year of disinformation, facts devalued, news consumers facing a tidal wave of propaganda, or should I say fake news. It's gotten to the point where even I get confused about what's real and what's not. Just this week, a listener wrote in to dispute something I'd said on air about Russia hacking the election. He said I should have said alleged Russian hacking. Then a colleague reminded me there's no alleged about it. Russia did interfere with our election campaign. What's not clear is whether this was in collusion with the Trump campaign. Mark Mazzetti, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist with the New York Times, has been on this story all year. So am I right about Russian interference, Mark? How do we know it actually happened?
We base it on the near universal assessment of American intelligence, law enforcement officials, foreign governments, et cetera, that Russia did in fact attempt to disrupt the 2016 campaign. I think that is not really in dispute at the moment, even though to a large extent the American intelligence community hasn't really, you know, shown its work to provide direct evidence of why. But after a year of reporting, I don't, and my colleagues don't, and our competitors don't really hear anyone who credibly questions whether it happened.
So what exactly did the Russians do, or at least what do we know they did?
What is pretty firmly established now is that Russians, or people working on behalf of the Russians, carried out a pretty extensive campaign of hacking Democrats, Democratic operatives, the DNC, advisors to Secretary Hillary Clinton, and spilling those emails out as a way to discredit her and her campaign. There was also a parallel effort by the Russians, or again, people working on behalf of the Russians, to spread propaganda and fake news through Facebook, Twitter, etc., that would be particularly damaging to the Clinton campaign and would, in effect, help out the Trump campaign in 2016.
Are we looking at Russia simpaticos who want to mess with American minds, or do you see no doubt at least some Kremlin fingerprints on this disinformation campaign?
Again, we have to sort of go with the very firm assessment of the intelligence community, which was that this was directed by the Kremlin as part of a very concerted effort to weaken Hillary Clinton and eventually, towards the end of it, specifically help Donald Trump.
Yeah, so let's talk about what actually happened in 2016, the end of the election. We can state as an incontrovertible fact that Russia attempted to influence the election. What do we know about what kind of impact this influence operation had on the election?
I mean, that's where it's a lot less clear. The intelligence community was agnostic on the idea of, you know, did it work? Did it affect the election? And it, you know, these things are very hard to determine. What leads to someone casting their vote a certain way? And I think that very essential question is still not answered and may never be answered.
All right. So then the other big question is, what do we know about connections between the Trump campaign team and Russia? Where are we at with that?
The beginning of the year, the Trump campaign and the new administration was pretty firm that there was no coordination whatsoever with any Russians whatsoever. There were no meetings, contacts whatsoever with Russian officials in the year or so before the election. Mm. We now know that is not true. And so at the very least, we know that there were at least low-level attempts at some kind of, you know, coordination, whatever you want to call it, with the Trump campaign, between the Trump campaign and Moscow.
And I assume the questions also will be, were any of those meetings improper?
Right. I mean, whether they were improper or not, they were certainly the Trump administration and Trump advisors went out of their way to deny and conceal them. So if they were all proper, that does raise the question of why was there such a intense effort to deny and conceal them?
So finally, Mark, just some perspective here. During the Obama years, a lot of people on the right came to believe conspiracy theories about Obama's place of birth and so on. Those theories seemed crazy to people on the left, even on the center. Have we seen a new narrative this year that people on the left are crazy because they believe theories about Trump having committed treason?
You know, there's whether you compare the two, there's no question that there's been this anti-Trump fervor on the left and promoting some pretty wild aspects of this Russia story that have never been corroborated. They don't appear to have any grounding, in fact. And it has been a challenge for us and for other news organizations to not get caught up in that and to try to follow the investigation where it goes and not believe every aspect of this story, even if it might have an air of plausibility.
Mark Mazzetti of The New York Times, thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.